Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Netta Hayman. Her mother was held hostage in Gaza for 56 days before being released. Throughout that harrowing period, and certainly beyond, Netta had become and has become part of the Hostage Family Forum, a community bound by unimaginable pain, hope and strength. Today, as the other hostages have returned home, some alive, others still waiting to be returned, we speak to her about the unity of that group, what it took to hold each other up, and how those bonds continue even as the nightmare ends, at least at this stage for some. Netta, thank you for being with us. Take us back to the days before your mother's release. What did it look like? What was life like in that in-between space of hope and fear?
The days before she was released, my mother was released on the fifth day of the first deal. And every night we waited to hear the list of the released people, and it was very, very tense days. We wait for the call, and every day our officer called us, and she told us today she is not in the list. And every time we wait, and she was one of the oldest women that was held in Gaza.
Right.
And we wait and we wait. And in the first deal, there was 4 days. And then they told if we can, we'll continue. But just the 4 days were sure. And then the 4 days over,
and
she didn't came back. Fortunately, she came back on the fifth day.
And how was she, and how was the recovery from that time?
She was okay. She came back okay, but until everyone will be at home, and no one can go back to the life, to her life.
No,
she and us, and I think every citizen in Israel, we can't go back to our life.
Yeah, it's I can imagine. It's impossible to, because
from our kibbutz Nir Oz.
Yes.
One of four was a murder or taken hostage. We still have a five dead hostage in Gaza, and we wait to bury them in Israeli land.
Absolutely, and to have that to have that closure. Let's just talk about the other families, having lived through and experienced what you went through and have experienced, how it's obviously different people, different lifestyles, different religious levels, different everything, but somehow united in this common tragedy, common fear, common hope, common goal. How did it all stay together? How did you strengthen each other during this time?
You know, like you said, we didn't know most of the other families, even those that because a lot of hostage was taken from my kibbutz. There are some people that we know, some families that we know before, and they are grow with us. And but yes, there was a very different families, and and the way to handle this situation. Some thought that it's right to shout on the street, and some thought we need to be quiet and let the government do her job. And it's not a simple situation. It's like someone of the family said, it's like they took us and they put us in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because there are different approaches. You see it within a family when somebody loses a loved one. People react differently. Everybody mourns differently. Everybody behaves differently. And here you've got this very diverse group. But somehow the Hostage Family Forum has become one of the key organizations and groups that during the last couple of years. Do you think that this will continue, the Hostage Family Forum will continue beyond this time, and and in what way?
I don't know exactly. I know we are not stopping until the last one will be at home. And after, I don't know, there was a connection that we make through these 2 horrible years. And I don't know exactly. I think the organization will continue to deal with the released how do you tell it?
Well, say it in Hebrew. What's the word?
The released rights and what we need for a recovery.
Okay, right. So that
I don't know.
It'll become an advocacy group, really, to demand or to manage the healing process.
Yes, but first we need all of them everybody at home, and it doesn't happening now.
No, it doesn't.
We see that the Hamas making problems. Then they don't bring us all the bodies they have. For sure, they don't have everyone. They don't know everyone, but for sure they know more than they brought us
I agree. I have no doubt that maybe they don't have everybody, and I understand that they don't, but they have a lot more than they're saying. It why would Hamas start telling the truth now?
I think the Israeli government need to do everything not coming back to the war. Deal with this in a diplomatic way, and more important of that, they need to think what will be after, because I believe I'm since 2017 I'm in a women wage peace movement for peace.
Right.
And I believe that the peace agreement, diplomatic agreement, it's the only way to resolve our problem and let us live in a quiet, in peaceful and quiet. I don't think another war will handle this. Mm. It's just worse from time to time. And they think they must have a diplomatic agreement, not just for ending this war, and for a long time, long term. It's very important.
It absolutely. What
hope that Trump will not take his leg from the gas.
Right, absolutely.
We continue to pressurize
Hamas
and the Israeli government.
Absolutely, Absolutely. And I believe he will, because this is part of the bigger plan, as you say, please God, to bring peace. Before I let you go, just what do you want Israel and the world to learn, and in terms of how the families stood together through an unimaginable time? If there's one message that Israel, the world, South Africa, who's listening to this interview, what's that message from you?
Stop the war. Stop the war, make peace. This is the only message I want to send the war.
That is where we leave it. Just end the war. Thank you for that, Netta Heyman, her daughter of a hostage who was in Hamas captivity. And just talking about the remarkable strength, the unity, the courage, and shared humanity, what that looks like. Netta, thank you for reminding us of that, the fact that even in the darkest moments, light can come from standing together. It